在美国这个轮子上的国家，几乎很多人都有过驾车走长途的经历。长途旅行固然可以从都市的钢筋水泥森林中偷得浮生半日闲，不过如果要开车走上几百英里，就不再是欣赏美丽的风景那样简单了。长途的驾驶会使人疲劳，身心疲惫。不过开车走七百英里并不稀奇，如果是骑自行车走上这七百英里，很多人会权衡一下是不是可以坚持下来。如果是一群11到20岁的青少年骑了这七百英里，恐怕很多人会觉得不简单，做家长的还会为他们捏一把汗呢。电视机前的青少年朋友，你们曾经有过这样的经验吗？今天我们的节目就是讲述这些单车走美国的少年。
We're the Pedals of Peace, and we rode 800 miles from Washington, D.C. to Chicago just to tell everyone that Falun Dafa is good and that the Chinese government should stop persecuting the children, the 14 million kids in China.
And the reason I want to emphasize that we're biking to Chicago is that there's an ongoing trial against the former head of state of China, Jiang Zemin. He's being sued for genocide and crimes against humanity. And so we want to come to Chicago biking, and we want to add
persecution cases of children to the list of accusation. 我身边的这位叫汪浩啊，他呢是来自波士顿，是耶鲁大学的学生，学习国际经济学，还有什么？
还有国际关系。
我的名字叫郭子彤，我15岁，我住在马里兰。
我叫陈可奎，我在马里兰读书。
What's the name?
Kitty Ellis.
这位呢是 William.
我叫聂浩，我是在那马里兰州的那 Silver Spring 那读书。
我叫梁佑明。
参加这一次自行车车队的青少年，年龄从11到20岁不等，从6年级到大学生都有，有品学兼优的高中生，其中还有耶鲁大学的本科生和来自波士顿的医学预科生。他们从华盛顿特区骑自行车跨州到芝加哥。
骑过这么远吗？
以前还没有骑过，因为我在学校呢是住校，一般走路不骑自行车。
现在你们的同学都在做什么？
我的同学有的在暑假休课，或者他们在打工，或者去那个其他地方去旅游。
你为什么要参加这次自行车的这个活动呢？
因为我知道他是从美国的首都华盛顿到芝加哥，那么又听说在芝加哥呢，刚好在这个星期有一个起诉江泽民的起诉案。我们这个自行车呢，它的目的就是让所有我们所碰到的人和所有的观众，让他们了解着中国对小孩的迫害，是让大家知道这场迫害是由江泽民一手指使的。然后呢，其中呢有很多不只是成人，而且很多小孩，很多学生，像我这样的学生也被迫害，
就是很严重的一个迫害了，就是迫害那个练法轮功的学员，也迫害那个小孩。我们骑这个 Pedals of Peace 就是给那个专门是给那些小孩的。我不能那个站在旁边那个看这个这场迫害，一定要让大家知道。
We're a group Pedals of Peace.We're embarking on a 700-mile bike ride to save the persecuted children of China. Their parents practice a very peaceful cultivation practice called Falun Gong, which is a cultivation practice based upon the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. And their kids are deprived of their education, homeless, orphaned, and basically treated very wrongfully. So we wanted to raise awareness to everybody.
In my own home, I was killed by the death. My husband, Zhou Songtao, is a graduate of the University of Qinghai. After graduation, they didn't let him find work. A year later, they put him in the prison. In the Shandong Zibo Wang Cun prison, they stayed for 1 week, they killed him. My sister, Zhang Yunhe, is the wife of Zhou Songtao. She was the manager of a German company in Qinghai. But because she was practicing Falun Gong,警察不断地去他单位、去他公司骚扰，所以他就不得不离职了。后来他被迫流离失所，现在我们知道他被关在一个看守所里面，生死不明。我的妹妹和周松涛他们还有一个孩子，现在才3岁。周松涛去世的时候，孩子还不到1岁。孩子从小的时候就开始经受惊吓，现在他没有了父母。亲在打气下也离开，也离开的人是我的父母都是青岛大学的教授，我们是一家。我还有多少这样的家庭？江泽民和罗干，他们犯下了滔天大罪，真是罄竹难书，将被历史押上审判台。
江泽民 regime can run, you can hide. No one can escape the force of justice.
I was very happy to be a part of this bike trip. It was a real honor to be able to tell people all across the country about the persecution and how it's affecting children, and that it needs to end now, and that children should not be expelled from school. They should not be killed because of their belief in Falun Gong and their belief in truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance.
Falun Gong,
yeah.
What
does that mean?
Okay, Falun Gong is a name of the meditation.
Okay.
And the reason people are practicing in front of here is that the kids who are getting persecuted are getting persecuted because they practice Falun Gong in China.
According to incomplete statistics, at least 435 practitioners from 210 colleges and universities were forced into various brainwashing classes, labor camps, and mental hospitals in 2003 only.Since 1999, in Tsinghua University alone, more than 300 faculty members, graduate school students, and undergrads were illegally detained, dismissed, and sent to forced labor camps. And these statistics show, you know, how much easier it is to rescue the students in China.
15岁的蒙郡 Springbrook 高中的 KT 和他的父母亲都是法轮功的支持者，他们对在中国发生的对法轮功学院的镇压感到震惊。 KT 和这些小伙伴们骑完了全程，他兴奋地告诉我们，
I felt that I can improve other people's lives if I attended this
I wanted to make a difference in someone else's life and not focus on what my life is about.
But in everything she does, I agree with this cause. It's a very worthy cause, doing what I can do to help support my daughter in her endeavors. And on, I'm very proud of her.
Well, Falun Gong, it's been really good for me. I've never been healthier. I do very well in school, and I just feel very energetic and very optimistic with everything I do. And it's always the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance have always been a guide for me to just become a better and kinder person.
我觉得修炼了我那个我本来鼻子有问题的呗，我本来要那个开刀的，但是我一练以后就现在就很好了，就没有需要开刀。
That Falun Dafa is good for you.It's good for your spirit, it's good for your mind, and it helps you become a better person.
Wow, my daughter Jay, she's a volunteer for this program, and I'm very excited what she's doing because as a 15-year-old teenager, like, she's looking for something that she really believes in, and I think she found it doing this, and she's putting in a lot of time and effort into what she believes in, so we support her all the way, you know, what she wants to do. So I wish her good luck, and all the practitioners who's doing this, they have putting their lot of soul and time and effort into this, so I wish them all good luck.
佑明和佑清是兄弟，佑明在波士顿一所大学就读医学预科，佑清是高三学生。他们的妈妈杨女士非常支持儿子们的行动，她一路上照顾孩子们的食宿，温暖了孩子们的全部的路程。
杨女士，看着您的孩子们学业有成，佑明呢，他是学习医学的，将来很可能成为一名医生，这在美国社会也是一个很高尚的职业呀。那您一定很幸福，能不能谈一谈您是如何教育您这两个儿子的呢？
对我来说，我也像一般父母一样，我也是要操心很多事情啊，这是难免的。但是就是我觉得对我们来说是一个很大的幸福，就是法轮大法所教导我们的真善忍啊，给我们全家人生活上来讲是一个很重要的一个指导的方向。就不管就他们碰到什么事情，或是我们家里面有什么矛盾的地方的时候，我们都能够大家都能够坐下来好好的谈，把问题好好的去面对它。在美国来讲，一般青少年最常发生的问题就是像打架闹事啦，还有或者是吸毒啊，又喝酒啦，
在他们的身上会存在这样的事情吗？
哦，没有的，就是他们知道这样做是错误的，所以他们就不会走上这样子的路，就是因为他们修炼真善人。
孩子们无私的行为得到了当地政府和官员的支持。
Our paddles of peace serve as an inspiration to all citizens.As they have found a positive and uplifting way to teach peace and understanding. Now, therefore, I, Jane Campbell, the 55th mayor of the city of Cleveland, do hereby offer this proclamation in recognition of Petals of Peace.
China and the Falun Gong, and we certainly are in solidarity with you in your strive to receive basic human rights and human dignity. So we appreciate very much what you're doing here today and wish you all the best.
The mayor personally handed out these pins, these South Bend pins.
华盛顿特区的地方参议员斯特劳斯先生在新闻发布会上说，中国的孩子们没有你们在这里做这些事情的权利，你们在这里有这样的权利站起来为中国的那些孩子们说话。维吉尼亚州州长马尔克·沃尔纳先生还专门发来了信件，鼓励和支持他们在世界范围内促进和平与人权活动，并祝他们好运和一路顺风。
Great, it's time to go though. Let's go.
I try.
Chicago, 50 miles.
威廉来自纽约，正在参加一部叫《村庄》的新电影制作。他以前曾经来过我们的节目，谈过自己戒毒的经历。
看你很单薄的样子啊，你这一路上是怎么坚持下来的呢？
因为之前我吸毒了，所以我就有很不好的身体。可是你让我修炼了法轮功，所以我觉得我身体就是非常好。我起了好几个脉，可是没有什么感觉，我就
完全没有问题，
很容易对。
如果说你一直用毒品的话，能不能骑完这么远的路程呢？
我觉得可能不行。对，因为我之前可能我骑了三迈这不行，可是这次可能我们两个小时多骑二十个迈就没有问题。我觉得这个活动是非常非常好，就是在我的心里面，就我做的事情就放我的心在里面。因为有很多小孩子，对不对，在中国迫害，因为他们练的法轮功，还是他们爸爸妈妈练的法轮功。那你知道之前我有很学了法轮功以后，我变得很好，对不对？我身体就是我的 life 变了很好。那所以我觉得，如果我可以有这个选择，就是练了法轮功，每个人应该有，那个小孩子在中国一定有。所以我就觉得这个活动是很好。我就觉得每个人可以明白这个迫害在中国。
就是说你和中国的小孩子应该享有同等的自由，是吧？
对对。
目前在中国，镇压法轮功使得无数的少年儿童无端受苦，有超过3.6亿的未成年人受到各种形式的迫害，其中有人因为自己修炼法轮功而受到被捕殴打，有的因为父母修炼法轮功而受到株连，有的和母亲一起在狱中被迫害致死，有的成为孤儿。有更多的青少年儿童在课堂上和考试卷中被要求污蔑、谩骂和仇视法轮功。
My name is Daniel Wang. I came here about came to America about 4 years ago. On the very early morning of the July 20th, more than 20 police cars come to the community of my dad's apartment. You know, just arrest one single person. That sounds very ridiculous. Since the very beginning of the persecution, my dad was held without even giving any notice to our family relatives for 3 whole months. So at that time, the whole family in China, they were very worried. And also as me and my mom here, we tried every way to search him and try to get contact with him, but we couldn't get any information about him. But at that time, we know he was arrested or he was being held by the Chinese government. On 1999, December 27th, he was on the court of a public proceedings on CNN, and I can show a picture of my dad on the public proceeding. Okay, the second one next to the fourth one, this is my dad. He was sentenced to jail as a Falun Dafa practitioner. 16 years in jail. I want to cry my heart out, to call for help for my dad and all the practitioners persecuted in China. And I hope, you know, American people on the land of the freedom can support us to, you know, give us a hand to support us, let the world know what happens in China and support the truthfulness, compassion, tolerance.
Okay,
visiting.
Okay, be your guest, right?
Brian, aren't you so happy to see your mom?
Yeah, he doesn't like it. Hi, Brian. So nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Not wet. Yes, you're not wet.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Hey, grandma.
自行车之旅志愿者小组组长聂浩今年15岁。是高中2年级的学生，学习成绩优秀，在家里有父母的照顾。这次不但不是和父母一起长途旅行，反而要承担起照顾别人的重任。那么他有没有觉得有一种突然长大了的感觉呢？
The fact is, these kids and teenagers are suffering and are voiceless to tell anyone about it. That is why we have taken it upon ourselves to be their voice.And to make sure their unspoken words and stories are finally heard by the world.
聂浩就读的学校副校长在听完了他们自行车之旅的原因之后，感动地说：现在的青少年脑子里想的是为了自己，怎样为自己赚钱。这项活动纯粹是为了他人，没有要求任何回报。校方表示，学校师生支持聂浩他们无私的行为。
我们在这个过程呢、啊、就是有很多很多像那城市啊都停下来，在每个城市都会有一个新闻发布会，然后那在那就是到那边的时候呢，在那经过每个城市，就是大部分的人都是很 supportive， 他们就是那反应的都是很好。到哪里像呢，我们在那个马路上面骑单车的时候，他们都会像按喇叭那个跟我们的招手啊那些的，所以是非常好的，非常好。
孩子们有力和快速地踩着自行车的脚踏板，以及为了减少空气阻力，压低了身子而近乎匍匐前进的身影，不知吸引了多少人注目的眼光，也深深地感动了明白他们为什么要这样做的人们。他们给予了孩子怎样的支持和回馈呢？
为了把这个真善人带给人所有的人嘛，他们就是做了这么伟大的事情，我觉得是非常好。
Yeah, I just helped help get through traffic where the rush hour gets really busy.
Yeah, I heard you saying earlier you enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was definitely fun. If I had known this was going on, I might have been able to go a little further with you guys. It's a good cause.
I think that whoever doing this should be punished, because that ain't right, y'all. God put us all on earth to live our lives, man. Eat, you know what I'm saying? Sleep, right, man? Protect it, you know what I'm saying? God's supposed to protect us. Y'all not supposed to be torturing these kids. What is wrong with y'all? Whoever them peoples is that y'all torturing them kids, y'all should be locked down. Y'all should, all y'all's hair should be cut off. All of them.
Actually, we have postcards if you would like to have students fill out. If we can give you information and send it there, we will send them out to people.
Okay, I'll do that. That'd be wonderful for my children to know.
Right.
Yes. Okay, I'll have my kids do this. So please, project for my kids to know about. Okay.
It's really good to see that we're receiving so much support from different levels of the government of Indiana, as well as along our whole trip. It's been a really precious opportunity to tell people. And so we look forward to meeting more people and having more positive experiences like this one.
My goodness, it was literally like 3, 4, 5 miles, rocky, uphill, both ways. It burned so
long. 一路上感觉辛苦吗？
是有辛苦啊，我是啊，其实那摔了两次啊，然后那我们不管是在那泥巴里头骑啊，那下雨天的骑啊，或者那我们的肌肉酸那些，都多多少少都会不舒服。可是这么一点的小的不舒服，对呢，中国的小朋友呢，他们被迫害的那真的都比不上。
我们骑的过程中有碰到蜘蛛网啊，泥坑、水沟，但是我觉得我们受到的这一点苦比不了在中国受迫害的小孩子。
一路上遇到的这些苦啊，有没有想放弃呢？中途想退下来呢？
我从来没有这个念头，我觉得我们做这件事情是非常感动的。
从华盛顿 DC 到芝加哥，700英里，一步一脚印，若心中没有理想和宏大的志愿，这条路可真是漫长啊。经过了一天的旅途劳累，他们终于进入了梦乡。在梦中，他们又在想什么呢？
My daughter, they have no name, no face, no voice. I am an Australian citizen. I can speak out for them, so I choose to speak out for them. For the last 2.5 years, I carry my daughter around the world. We've been to 38 countries.
We have to keep on speaking out. We will keep on riding our bicycles until the very day that all these kids can live in peace and freedom.
哪个孩子不是父母的掌上明珠呢？为了孩子，古代有孟母三迁，千古传颂有岳母刺字。相比之下，现在的中国大陆，小小的幼儿失去了亲人，失去了父母的关爱，就像一只羽翼未丰的小鸟，过早地在狂风暴雨里煎熬。然而，他们和他们的父母仅仅是因为他们的信仰，一天又一天，年复一年，孩子们对父母的思念像遥远的月亮，月亮可爱，但却不可触及。每一个善良的人，您还能沉默吗？为了世界上所有的孩子们的明天充满阳光，为了世界上所有的孩子们都能健康的成长，让我们都能付出一份爱心，付出一份行动，让世界充满和平和希望。